Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you for tuning in with me today on today's podcast. So today, we are going to be talking about the in-between, navigating undefined relationship. I know that you'll be really waiting to learn a lot today, because I promise that today is going to be really insightful, filled with a lot of insight, powerful insight for you. So I just want you to stay tuned in and don't touch that dial. Keep on listening to Mom Ziba Talks, because this is where we have important discussions that have to deal with relationship issues. When I talk about relationship issues, I mean about relationships that are real, experiential issues, issues that we see every day in our daily relationship lifestyle, and the ones I've passed through. And I'm here to really talk about it and look into some issues that happen in our daily life and see how to prefer solution to them. So you are welcome to this podcast. It's an interesting podcast, and I know you're going to be learning a lot from it. If you've not become a subscriber yet, please, I want you to click on the follow button to become a sharp follower. Thank you so much, and continue to share and listen. I want to use this opportunity to announce to you that Mom Ziba blog and Mom Ziba podcast is really doing a lot. And FeedSpot has it that Mom Ziba is ranking top 80 Mom Ziba Talk daily podcast on the web. Isn't that very beautiful? That would have not been possible without you. Once more, thank you. So right now we are going to be prepared wherever you are to dive into today's topic, and we are going to really enjoy it. This is what is really prevalent in our modern society. So today, this is really important for every single out there. It's also important for every couple out there. So because many people find themselves enwrapped and entangled in this kind of a situation, what do we do about it? I told us that the in-between, all right, is a series that we are going to be dealing with for about some time now. We are going to be doing it together. I want us to learn together. I want us to know. So today we are going to be talking about it in details. So I want you to pick a cozy spot, because right now we are about diving into this beautiful session where we are going to be talking about this. So today we are going to be exploring the concept of undefined relationship, discussing why undefined relationships are becoming more prevalent in our modern society. And I'm going to be sharing with you personal anecdotes and some listener stories about experiences with undefined relationship. I know that you are going to be learning beautifully from this. I've seen that undefined relationship is really, really prevalent in our society these days. I don't know your take on this, but at the end of this, I'll be wanting you to please drop your take on this. Why do you think that undefined relationship is becoming prevalent in our society? What do you think are the common causes? I'll be dropping for you the ones I know that are the reasons why it's happening that way, but your own contribution still matters a lot to this episode. And also, we are going to be starting by understanding this undefined relationship. What is it really all about? We are going to be knowing that today. All right? So you just pick a spot right now and let's roll. Undefined relationship, those enigmatic connections that define labels and blur the lines between friendship and romance. This is what I can really talk about, that undefined relationship is. It's an enigmatic connection, okay, that defies labels and blur the lines between friendship and romance. All right, you know, some people mix romance in relationship. This is we in friendship, and this is where we can categorize it as an undefined relationship. In today's fast-paced world, all right, where autonomy and independence reign supreme, more and more people are opting for relationships that exist in a gray area. It is very, very true. Okay, but why are undefined relationships on the rise? Why are they on the rise? Why are people really engaging in this kind of a relationship? What is it about this ambiguous theory or territory that draws so many in? To answer this question, let's consider the shifting dynamics of modern society. With the rise of social media and dating app, we are presented with this seemingly endless array of options when it comes to forming connections. You see, some people are, you know, they are into this, seeing a lot of things happening, seeing a lot of persons online, and dating apps has make it very, very frequent and make it very, very okay and make it very, very easy for people to, you know, engage themselves in such kind of a relationship. Also, far from this kind of a lifestyle, in this digital age, traditional relationship norms are being challenged, and individuals are empowered to define relationship on their own terms. Undefined relationship can give the freedom to explore connection without the pressure of commitment, allowing the individuals to prioritize their own needs and desires. Here we can also see people who deals with friends with benefit kind of arrangement. I don't know if you've heard this before, but this really happens, all right? You hear people, they say, we have some people, they are okay with it, and you hear them tell you that we are okay with it. This is a friend with benefit kind of a relationship. Okay, I'm bringing money, I'm housing you because you don't have a place to stay as a lady, and you are giving me your body, and we are just doing this. Or, you know, I think this is a bit really kind of somewhat defined, all right, because I know I'm benefiting from you. Is this kind of a beneficiary kind of is tough friendship, all right? But it's still deeper than this, you know. Some people admire some persons, all right, and unknowingly to that person, the rate at which that person is admiring the next person, how it is for that person. For instance, I have a situation whereby when I was growing up, I never knew, I was in the school, I was in the university, and I never knew that my pastor was having a deep crush for me. All right, so my school pastor, and all I was doing was that I was like his special assistant then. So whenever we go for prayers, we pray and do all those kind of stuff, I'm always free with him. I saw him as like this kind of a holy figure. I saw him as this kind of a person that was a mentor to me in the spiritual aspect and those kind of stuff. I'm telling you my own personal story, my own personal anecdotes, okay? And I want you to learn from me. So he was really happy being with me, and he had so many ladies who frequent him. There are a lot of ladies who wanted to be his wife, so to be, who wanted, he was in a higher level. I think he was in 300 level while I was in 100 level. So there are a lot of ladies who really wanted him to be their man. But I never saw him in the light of him being a man to me, like this kind of romantic relationship. Like, I'm telling you, I so much reverenced this man. I reverenced him a lot. I liked him for who he was. He was a person that could deliver a spiritual space very, very definite, very, very definite in it. And so perfect, the way I like it, all right, in the spiritual aspect. But I've never really taken a second thought to think about him as someone that I could be a partner with me. You understand all those kind of stuff, a kind of romantic partner. So here's my story. So there was a day I met with a guy in the cab. For a long time, I've been like that. We've been together. He has been so happy with me, so cool with me. We do everything. When we come, I come to his place, we clean up as all the ladies and all the guys in the place, we clean up the yard and all those kind of stuff. And is this kind of, oh, my baby, will you come and take something and eat? Will you come and, you know, like this kind of spiritual father to daughter kind of a thing. He was very comfy in that kind of a skin. And me, myself, I saw it like, well, it's just, you know, being a spiritual guardian, that's all. And he was okay with that kind of a format. He always wants me to be around him. So when I met this guy in the cab and we got talking, and before you know, we became close friends. And this guy I'm talking about is my husband currently. And we got talking, and we exchanged contacts, and before you know what was happening, started frequenting fellowship unit. Okay, he was already done with school, and that was how we became close and close and close. So one day he had to just, on Valentine's Day, he had to propose to me and tell me that he wants me to be his wife. This is not girlfriend, that he wants me to be his wife, though he will not be staying much in the country, but he wants me to be his wife. I was like, like, seriously, from just friendship to being your spouse, just like to give you a yes for marriage. He said yes. So that's what he wants from me. And he lavished me with the little he had. He was not having too much then, so he lavished me with the little he had, and the little he had was so much for me at that time, being a student, all right, in the university, looking for how to manage my life and move on. So I never said no. So I told him I'm going to think about it. So within that period, this man was really watching me and seeing the sparkles on my face and seeing the kind of a different radiance on my face, and he knew that something was already going on. So as time went on, I invited him to the church. I told him that I wanted him to join me in the fellowship and, you know, just worship with us sometime. And I didn't know that the man was really looking at how I reacted with him. So we kind of played, we are kind of comfortable, we laughed together. When we close, I didn't have this kind of a time to really look at my pastor and tell my pastor that I'm going. Normally, as an SA, a special assistant to him, I'll have to be with him till he close, arrange his Bible for him until he gets a cab that takes him back to his lodge where he stays. So I didn't wait for all those. I told him that I'm going out and all those kind of stuff. He was not really light with me. When I mean light, he was not really okay with me. So that went on and on, you know, all those kind of stuff. So one day he called me and he told me that, what is happening? I don't understand. It's as if you are having something with the guy that just came. I saw in the church some weeks back. What's really happening? And you've not been frequenting the pastoral lodge. You've not been coming around and all those kind of stuff. So I told him that, okay, yes, that actually, really something is going on. And I showed him the ring, engagement ring on my hand, that actually that we are already into something. I've given my yes to him. He asked me to be his wife. While he travels and returns, he will come and do the needful. So he was so furious, he was so angry, and later broke down in tears. I tried to understand what was making him to feel that way. And it was like, he didn't I see the signs? I was like, I don't understand. What signs are you talking about? And he was, you know, I loved you. I needed you. I was keeping you there for a keep. I was waiting for you to be matured enough for me to pass my intentions to you, to let you understand that how much I love you. But looking at your level in school compared to mine, and how you are always serious, I didn't want to distract you, all those kind of stuff. That is why I did all I do. I just kept it a secret for a long time, and I was totally lost, okay, in the discussion. And this man was already shedding tears. I was like, really? What will lead to this kind of emotional scenario right here? And I got to understand that he really had deep love for me, but he could not express it. He had deep love for me, but he could not come out to tell me, because of maybe he assumed I knew that he loves me, or whatever the case may be. Like he said, he thought I was not matured enough, didn't want it to disturb me. But how the hell do you want me to know what is going on in your mind? These are what the these are the major problems and major prevalence of what happens in our daily lifestyle in everywhere right now. You hear people, you see people are doing a lot for a person and having their secret intentions in their hand without voicing it out. It's very important that we voice out what we really feel, and that was how he lost me. All right, he told me that he needed me, and I told him that there's no more space because I've given my heart to someone else and I truly love someone else. And I saw him as a spiritual guardian, and I love him for that in my life. And talking about romantic scenarios and romantic pleasures and romantic spaces, I don't see him fitting into such a space in my life. I made it clear to him, and I know he felt bad, but I started giving him space. All right, and that was how I let my husband currently now. Then he was a chica, then he was a fiance. So I let him understand that, see what is happening. I never knew that my pastor had a strong crush on me. And, you know, he laughed over it and said, that's how some people actually behave. But you would have read the signs. Some guys don't come out to tell you what's in their heart. They expect you to read the signs and decode the signs yourself. I cannot cage myself to signs because signs are deceptive. So that was how, actually, that's my personal anecdote about that. So I don't know your personal experiences about this. You care to share, you'll be dropping it through a voice message on this episode, at the end of this episode. Just click and drop. Let other people hear how interesting or how it is, how you feel. Your contribution also matters. So now I told us that in this episode also, lastly, that I'm going to be talking about the major reasons why this happened, in why it is prevalent in our current society, in our modern society. You know, now we are in the Gen Z level now. So why is this really, really happening? All right. I think number one, I think the digital dating culture contributed to this. How? The advent of this digital dating apps and social media. Remember, I talked about this earlier, but I think I should still elaborate on this. Has transformed the way people meet and interact. Okay, so with a kind of a plethora of options available at everyone's fingertip right now, individuals have more opportunities to explore different connections and experiment their romantic preferences. The digital landscape often, fosters casual, undefined relationships that may have existed in same way before. All right, so this is what I think. This is one of the major causes that is causing this, that is leading to this spreadsheet, all right, of undefined relationship. And how does this undefined relationship, where can we really, which categories of persons exhibit this kind of relationship, fall prey to this kind of relationship? I'll be telling you that as a bonus at the end of this lecture. Now, and the number two point is fear of commitment. Some individuals, they really fear what we know as commitment. And commitment is one of the major key to a successful relationship. Every relationship needs the thriving of commitment. So there are some categories of persons who dislike commitment. So they hide under the skin. Now, some individuals in the modern generation, I have noticed, may have witnessed or experienced many challenges and complexities, all right, of a long-term commitment, such as divorce or unhappy marriages. As this kind of a result happens, they may approach relationship with caution and be hesitant, all right, to commit to traditional labels or kind of expectations. Undefined relationship may offer a way of a way to enjoy companionship and intimacy without the perceived burdens of what we call commitment or whatever it is in this game. Now, many people who are scared of commitment like to hide under this kind of thing, because traditionally we are expected to be committed to our spouses. So in a form where the relationship is undefined, and in my heart I know I'm gaining from you, and we have not really talked about where we are going to. We've not really defined where we are going to, what we are doing, you know, all this kind of stuff. I can do and undo. If I'm an unserious person, I'm a person who suffers from, who doesn't want to be committed in a relationship, I can do and undo. I can be dating you and dating someone else. I can be dating you and behaving any way I like. I can be doing what I do, sharing intimacies with you, romance with you, without being committed, all right? After all, we don't have anything binding us, all right? All this kind of stuff. I think this also has led to the prevalence in our modern society. And lastly, delayed marriage and family planning. What do I mean by this? Many people are choosing to delay marriage and starting a family until later in life. I must tell you, a lot of personalities are out there. They don't want to. This still boils down to kind of commitment. They don't want to be responsible. Permit me to use this language, but this is really, really true, all right? This delay can lead to longer periods of explorations and exploits, also experimentations in relationship during an undefined relationship, which may be very, very common and very, very prevalent. Additionally to this, social trends such as career-focused lifestyles and economic instability may contribute to this delay in traditional milestones, all right? So all these things also happen. When you see some people, they have they don't want to settle down for marriage, you know, delay, postpone marriage, fixing and all the, so they hide under the confine of undefined relationship, and they are okay in that, because actually they see it as a time to enjoy and exploit as many persons that they want to exploit during this time, in a sexual form, in a romantic form, in a gaining form, in a financial exploitation format, and all those kind of stuff, which is not truly ideal. All right, so now I told us that I was going to be giving us a bonus. Lastly, I want to wrap up this at the end of this class, that I'm going to be giving us a bonus to the category of people that could be found in this kind of a shade undefined relationship. It can happen from a boss to a secretary. It can happen from between staffs in the office. It can happen between workers at home. It could happen between friends, besties. All right, okay, let me place it that way. I'm going to be talking about the hazards and prevalence of besties. All right, I'm going to be talking about this very, very soon. I see that in this generation very well, you hear people talking much about besties, married people talking about besties, singles talking about besties, and these besties they are talking about are the opposite gender. Okay, so, and this makes it a kind of a bizarre. It's a sweet thing for people to say, all right? But people are now, you know, hiding under these shades to do shady stuff, to do things that are not okay, to do things that are, if not properly checked, could really harm or cut short in some years' time. This kind of a word, marriage, this commitment kind of a thing, all right, is going to bridge it. So if we don't look into it quickly, all right, it's going to put a stop or a total end to it, because people are already comfortable in this kind of a yoke of besties. All right, so when we are talking about this besties, we'll also be seeing more about undefined relationship. Though in the besties form, they have an open note of it's a bestie, it's a kind of a friend. But the friendship, when we have to be doing some internal stuff we do in serious relationship, then it is deviating from the actual place it's supposed to be. All right, now, this undefined relationship that I'm talking about can happen between any category of persons. All right, it can happen between like a pastor to a member. It can happen between member to a pastor. It can happen between any person at all. All right, if affection is already included in it, as an emotion coach, I am talking about this in total so that you can really understand. If affection is already in play, definitely between both gender, all right, before you know what is happening, some shit or some things that are not supposed to be done are already happening. The heart is a very, very fragile place, and we must be careful the kind of things we do with it. We must be careful the kind of things we inculcate or digest into our, you know, into our heart. Now, this relationship, it's a relationship that is prevalent. I talk about it, and we must be on the lookout against it. All right. Whenever we are doing something, we should be clear about it. Now, some married men involve themselves in undefined relationship and they don't know how they get themselves entangled in it. For instance, some discussions you're supposed to discuss with your wife. You go out there and you're discussing it with your worker, a female worker, or you're discussing it with a male worker or your male friend and all those kinds. Before you know, emotions start to brood. Some might not come out openly to tell you, all right, that they are having feelings for you, but they nurture it inside them and wishing for the day that it will just sprout and both of you will be on the same vulnerabilities, you know, those kind of stuff. So we have to be careful. Any relationship that as a single you are into with any person, when you see that calls become frequent between you and a friend, maybe online, and the discussions become frequent, the visitation become frequent, and all this kind of, I think it's a time for you to really take a pause, a deep breath, and call the person, have a time, and let the person understand that, what are we? Okay, like this kind of a question is a question of what I normally tell people in relationship, setting up boundaries. What are we? All right, and the person gets to understand that you know that something is really going on under the carpet, but you want it to be spelled out. All right, so that is number one. Then what are we doing? All right, so you let the person to understand that you know that something is actually going on, but you want to be on the same note. So if that person tells you nothing, all right, you take it as that. So then you have to put a bridge in between so that it will go further into a step of exploit, like a friend acting already as a husband when it's not a husband. And a lot of this kind of a thing can really chase out prospects from you. All right. Now, in the case of a married, in a married issue, marriage, or in marital aspect, you are a married man or you are a married woman, when you see that maybe your boss is becoming too close to you, too frequent with you, okay, and too concerned about your future. I had a story about a lady, she was married, and she works with this boss, and this boss has not one day opened her mouth to make passes at her, but this boss gives to her everything her husband never gave to her. This boss buys her things, is always the first to celebrate her birthday, is always the first to send her goodnight messages, most time at night, is the first to wake her up and cherry her for the day, and all those kind of good kind of a thing, buys her expensive gifts on her birthday, and takes her out for lunch sometimes. Her husband barely have this time to do this for her. And the woman confessed, I think I saw it online on Facebook. The woman confessed that she started having strong emotions for her boss. The emotions were so strong that she couldn't condone it anymore. She keeps on rushing up to the office. Now, this is the beginning of it, especially as a married person. You are suspecting, you don't know what is really happening. That's why you hear some people, when your husband or wife is always constantly, is not always a fan of the office. I'm not trying to put it totally on this. And before you know, he starts frequenting the office, is so open to the office. So even before Monday reaches like 7 a.m., he's already in the office. This is a person that takes his time to go normally to the office, but goes quite early. You know very well that he's not doing anything special. This can also raise a red flag to understand that something is really going on. Yes, that thing could be happening within that person. He knows, that married person knows, but doesn't want to spell it out, okay? And is enjoying that kind of a format of maybe meeting with his worker or his staff early in the mornings, or seeing that person. And you have to start to think of, if you really want to change and want to save your marriage, you have to really think of stopping such kind of a growth in you, because it spreads so fast. Before you know, you start to suspect, you start to feel uncomfortable when you see the other staff with another guy and all those kind of a thing. You start to have glitches with that girl, that guy, and this kind of thing. So you really have to stop it, all right? You have to stop it. I want you to go listen to the episode I did on micro flirting. It is very important to learn from me. All right, so overall, undefined relationships have become prevalent in the modern generation due to a combination of shifting societal values, changing social norms, and the influence of digital culture. They provide a flexible and adaptable approach, I think, to romance that appeals to individuals seeking autonomy, diversity, and personal fulfillment in their relationship. So I believe that you find this quite insightful. You might have gained one or two from this. That is all for today's episode, all right, of Mom Ziba Talks Daily Podcast. I am your host, Mom Ziba, and I will see you next time as we continue to explore the ever-evolving landscape of relationship, one conversation at a time. So I'll be waiting to see your review on this podcast, on this episode. I want to drop what you want people to learn from this episode. It's something that is prevailing. That is how you keep me encouraged, and that is how you show. It's not that just you played the episode, but you actually listened to the episode. You digested it. Let other people learn from what you have learned. Thank you so much. Till next time, tomorrow I'll be coming. I told you this is a series where we'll be talking more about undefined relationship. We are going to be seeing it in another dimension. I'm going to be talking about this, all right, elaborately. I'm going to be talking about this elaborately, and we are going to be dealing with the episode 2 of the undefined relationship spectrum. There, I'll be telling you about breaking down the different types of undefined relationship, from casual dating to situations and situationships. I'm going to be telling you about exploring the nuances between various types of undefined relationship, and I'm going to be discussing the benefits and challenges of each type of this kind of a relationship. So till next time, stay good. Bye now.